Ralph Mulls, a mechanic. Ralph fixes things in automobiles. He was sharing with me last year about a crankshaft in an automobile. Now, I don't know a great deal about mechanics, but I understand what a crankshaft is. It comes from the engine to the drive shaft in the back of the car, at least for a car that has the rear-wheel drive. And the crankshaft is free. It must be free. If it freezes up, then you've got real problems in that automobile. So it's free to turn at many, many, many revolutions per minute to make it work. But if that crankshaft has just a fraction of an inch variation in its turning, then it'll tear the whole automobile to pieces. It's free. But it's free only because it's held in line by a row of bearings at each end. And if it wiggles even a fraction, then it means trouble. Use another illustration. I could take a nylon string that's here that has very little use whatsoever. It's not long enough to be a fishing line. It's just a nylon string. It's too big to be a piece of thread. What do you do with it? You throw it away. Oh, no, you don't throw it away. You put it on a guitar, and you fasten it at both ends, and you tighten it up down here, and then you can make music with it. It's free, but it has no use until it's tied down. It has no use until it is brought into discipline. George MacDonald, a theologian, said a long time ago, the first principle of hell is this: I am on my own. That's the first principle of hell, is I am on my own. Christ sets us free, but he does it by tying our ends down. The Holy Spirit sets us free, but he does it by teaching us discipline. The person who plays the piano has submitted to some very difficult discipline. That novel that I finished yesterday did not just flow from my fingers because I'm free in the Holy Spirit. It came from 31 years of writing discipline, starting when I was a kid in college, writing to my fiance who was back in high school. I'm not free to go in and sit down at the typewriter and begin to pound the keys with random and say, oh God, give me words that flow out on the paper. It doesn't come like that. I call on everything inside of me. I call on 31 years of disciplined writing. I call on Helen Hancock, who taught me typing as a sophomore in high school, in Vero Beach High School, who first taught me how to discipline my fingers so they would fit on the keys. Now, that doesn't mean that I'm not free to improvise. I am free to improvise. I can go any place I want with my writing, but I am free to improvise only because I'm disciplined. And that's the thing that gives me the freedom. Now, you can be free in the Spirit, but you'll never really be free in the Spirit until you've had years and years of discipline under the tutelage of the Spirit, who will nail down both ends and stretch you out so that you can begin to make music when somebody puts their finger to you.